Matt Groening, creator of The Simpsons, released a new show this week. It's called Disenchantment, and it's an animated fantasy set in the medieval kingdom of Dreamland. As Elizabeth Kulas reports, while there are similarities to his earlier shows with Disenchantment, Groening is trying something quite different.
It's been almost 20 years since Matt Groening released a new show, which he last did in 1999 with his sci-fi comedy called Futurama. But he says he's still having a lot of fun.
I love playing. I love inventing worlds.
And it turns out that Groening has been inventing the universe of Disenchantment for almost all of this time.
Matt actually pitched sort of at least the basis for the idea of Disenchantment probably in the second or third season of Futurama. You know, he really ruminates for a while.
Claudia Katz is an executive producer on the show and worked with Groening on Futurama. So I had to ask Groening myself, why did it take almost 20 years?
Because animation is too darn hard to do. It doesn't get any easier, too, the older you get, you know. Oh, my gosh.
But it wasn't just the usual amount of work involved in animating a show.
4 o'clock and all is well. Actually, well is a bit of an overstatement.
Groening pushed for his medieval world to be extremely detailed.
Morning, Princess.
Lovely day, miss.
How's it hanging, Princess?
He sent over packets of reference images to Katz's studios, including stills from films like Akira Kurosawa's Seven Samurai.
Matt just kept going like, no. It's got to be a lot more cinematic. And we were like, no, it is cinematic. And he's like, now, more cinematic.
The result is the Kingdom of Dreamland. It's a little dilapidated, doesn't look anything like Groening's other worlds. There are nods to The Wizard of Oz, Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones.
I can get married or I can die. This should be a harder decision.
At the center of it all is Princess Tia Beanie, who mostly goes by Bean. She's voiced by Broad City's Abby Jacobson. The princess is rebellious.
Look, I know I went a tad wild.
Resisting her father's attempts to marry her off.
But what do you expect from someone who's got no control over her own destiny? So I turn to booze, drugs, and my evil little friend.
Oh my god, shut up.
That's Bean's personal demon, Lucy, played by Eric Andre. And soon they're joined by Elfo, voiced by Nat Faxon. He's an elf who's escaped his oppressively upbeat hometown looking for new experiences.
Just once, I wish I could go somewhere where people are miserable.
The trio quickly develop a scrappy friendship, which mostly involves late nights on the town.
This has got to stop.
Oh, come on. You know you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
A lot of the humor is trademark Groening, but there is much that sets this show apart from the rest of his work. For one thing, it is Groening's first time working with a streaming service. Netflix dropped all 10 episodes on Friday. Groening says he had mixed feelings releasing years of work on a single day, but he is glad to be free of the TV format.
I've been working in animation now for 30 years on The Simpsons, which interrupts itself every 7 minutes to sell you a series of breakfast cereals. And it's very pleasurable to be able to take as long as we want to tell our story and to slow things down.
Running two shows at once is a lot of work, but it can have its upsides.
I can tell the people at Disenchantment that I'm working at The Simpsons, and the people at The Simpsons I'm working on Disenchantment, and then I just go home.
Groening and co-creator Josh Weinstein plotted Disenchantment as a drama, and then added jokes.
It's a challenge to go for things that aren't funny. And we just riffed off each other and came up with an overarching epic tale, and we know where we're going with this. We're going to take this thing really crazy places.
And that's the biggest difference between this show and the rest of Groening's work. During our conversation, he alludes more than once to this big narrative riddle behind Disenchantment. The Simpsons, on the other hand, has been unfurling for 30 years. Sometimes the show has changed the times, and sometimes it's battled with them.
With The Simpsons, we've been on so long, we've been taken to task from so many different directions, and it's always fun to annoy a certain number of people.
But working in this new genre, Groening clearly has different ambitions for Disenchantment.
The nature of the history of fantasy is it's always things are not what they seem to be.
And like a good magician, he ups the intrigue without ever giving too much away.
I issue this challenge. The very first thing you see in animation on Disenchantment gives a big clue as to what the nature of this universe is. That's all I can say. There's lots of secret clues and puzzles and even treasures. No, no monetary value, but they're in there.
Disenchantment's first season is out now. A second season is expected out next year. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Kulas in New York.
Quit judging me, Dad.